Hello, Jack.
Yes.
Hi, Jack. Jack, it's Paul calling back here from Local Splash. I was on a phone call when I saw you calling, but I did quickly listen to your message. So how's everything going for you? And thanks for calling me back.
You know, it's just a little crazy. We had, you know, the big supposed storm coming.
Right.
That never really amounted to a whole lot, but,
yeah.
You know, I went out and got a generator and, you know, did a little preparation last time. We had a storm. I was out of power for 10 days, so
okay.
It was sort of unprepared.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously I listened to your message real quick, and I know that we covered a lot the last time we spoke. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I don't know if you had a chance to look a little bit deeper at the email I sent.
I went through that. You know, still a lot of it is sort of Greek to me. I don't, sort of dad and that sort of thing. I just
I understand.
Know that I need to get a little bit of a presence,
right.
You know, to get, a handful of jobs each month type of thing, without, spending
perfect,
a fortune and that sort of thing. So,
Yeah, we don't expect you to understand the ins and outs and be an expert in what we do. We know that you're an expert at what you do, and you'd be in good hands with us, obviously. We've been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since April of 2013, so almost 12 years. And we are going to be able to, create all the content necessary to get you on that first page, get your phone ringing. I think for your services in your service area, residential and commercial, a handful of extra jobs every week, I think that's something that you can easily expect. Keep in mind, it's Google, it's Bing, it's Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. There's the Facebook paid ads as well. And then as far as the website goes, I think what you were saying is that the foametc.com, that's an active domain that we could use to build the website.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So we would build that website on that existing domain. Of course, you'll have access to what we call your client dashboard, 24/7 access. The reports update throughout the day. So it's almost real-time reporting. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, et cetera. Most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. The websites will also have a contact form, so residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they need to have done, et cetera. When they fill out that contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, the phone number that we're speaking on, go ahead.
So how does it work exactly? Like somebody will, pick up their phone and, say they want spray foam insulation in Greenville, South Carolina. And
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, you said you travel like maybe 50 or 75 miles or willing to go for the right job, maybe a little farther for a bigger job.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. So it might be 40 miles away in that direction, 50 miles, 100 miles. If there are places 20 miles away that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted to where you want to be found, target both residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference of one over the other? Are you looking for a nice even mix?
Of what, commercial, residential?
Yeah, exactly.
An even mix. Maybe a little more residential, but I would say an even mix.
All right, perfect.
So what is the actual fee? Because you just said something that is like the ad costs and that sort of thing. So what are we literally talking about?
everything is included. You know, it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So you're not paying per lead, you're not paying per click, not per call, job, or percentage of your profits. Now, I was able to reduce the cost of the service itself, include the website as well, and the email that I sent out to you is something that I could still honor the pricing on there. The Platinum package, which is the package that would be perfect for the needs of your business, your services, your service area, residential and commercial, it's listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. I was able to reduce the cost of that monthly down to $299 and waive the setup fee entirely. You actually save $599 in the first month alone. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's better than that because it doesn't go up to $599 after that. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than that $299. So no setup fee. It's $299 out the door on a month-to-month basis. No matter how long you keep the service, it would be that exact amount, meaning you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it would only ever be exactly $299.
So there's no extra cost if you wanted to run ads, or is that a separate thing that you offer?
That is included. There's $100 of Facebook ads included. That's the original $100 that came with the $599 package. I cut the cost of the package in half, but I did not reduce the Facebook ads at all. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 is about 400 clicks in a month. So definitely going to cover your service area, and we wouldn't expect you to come out of pocket for even a penny more. We'll take a look at the reports as well. It's our job to make sure that we get you the highest return on investment, the lowest cost per click, the lowest cost overall. So I would not expect it to ever be more than that $299. Certainly, we would reach out to you and say, for example, oh, looks like, you know, you're 1 week left in the month and your Facebook ads are starting to run pretty low as far as the budget. You've gotten a lot of traction, a lot of clicks this month. Would you want to add $15, $20 to see through the end of the month? We would always let you know what's going on. But like I said, it's our job to make sure that we're making that $100 of Facebook ads last the entire month.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do you need from me to get started?
So the number that we're speaking on, is that the one you want on the website? This is the business number?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the email address, jack@foametc.com. We can put that on the website. And that means the contact form. People could actually type in what they're looking for and hit submit. You'll get the emails for that. And for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, from time to time we email things out to you. Normally we'll simply give you a quick phone call or send a text message if we wanted to get you an update or if we had a quick question for you. The other thing I wanted to ask you, and I might have asked before and I don't see it in my notes, but the business is service-based, meaning that you only go to the customer. There's not like a physical address, brick and mortar, showroom, or location that you would want the public to know about, right?
I mean, I have an office, but yeah, no, somebody
customers
would give me a call and I'd go, you know, we meet with them in their office if, you know, they're building a building or, you know, or else I'd go to the job, you know, if it's a new house and send me prints and I do the takeoff. And, but yeah, no, I don't have any kind of need for anybody to come to my office. Not
unless
they just want to come to see that I have an office. So
gotcha. So is that the 712 Antioch Church Road?
It is.
It is, okay, gotcha. So if you don't regularly see customers there, we don't have to put that anywhere online. If you don't mind the public seeing that, that's okay too. But I mean, if you're out in the field most
days. I think
it's
good then to know that I've got an office like that. I mean, it's you know, pretty good size. Complex and all that business.
Okay.
So, like, lend a little credibility. Plus, I've been there for 25 years or thereabouts.
Yeah. And Google agrees. I mean, if it's an address that you don't mind the public seeing, I mean, most people are going to pick up the phone and call you anyway. I don't think anyone's regularly going to, like, you know, say, oh, I got to go talk to him in person or something like that. But if you're okay with that address, it does lend credibility to your business. The next step here would be to schedule a follow-up call. We call it your client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, mission statement, motto, slogan, etc. Helps us to build out your website, helps us to create all the content that we need to get you found on that first page. You don't have to be in front of a computer, though, for that particular call. It takes about 30 minutes or so. We schedule by the hour. The call gets you right at or near the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. The only other thing really that I need to do on my end is to do what's called a voice verification. Because we are Google partners, it's required of us. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're waiving your setup fee, etc., that we're including the website. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, though, actually pretty straightforward. And then for that initial investment, before I get that voice verification started and schedule your follow-up call, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Yeah, I give you, I think it's pulling the card out. Oh, bear with me for 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
Okay. All right, yeah, it's a Visa debit card.
And is it?
Do you need pictures on me or anything like that? Or, I mean, how's all that working? Like, to get the content?
You
not really need...
I did see a Yelp listing with this same phone number, and it looks like it's got 34 photos on there. If you want, we can...
They're old. Yeah, it probably
looks like 2020 as a timestamp on some of them. We can use existing photos, or we can always use additional photos. All you'd have to do is email them to us. The initial construction of the website's included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included as well. Let's say you do a job that you're particularly proud of. You can always take a couple of photos, just your smartphone on its side so their photos are wider than they are tall. That renders perfectly on a website. And you can just, you know, attach them on as an email to us, and we can always add those photos down the road. There's never any additional content there's never additional cost for that, for us to add additional content. But we can use any existing photos, but more recent photos, we're always welcome, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather, you know, get you some newer photos, you know, and use those.
Absolutely. More representative of the work that you're doing at the moment. I think that's great. Our technician would give you photos, PHOTOS photos at localsplash.com. You can always email the photos team directly. You will get a confirmation email. It's our welcome email. It does have support at localsplash.com. That's really the only email address that you need. You could send photos and anything and everything to that one email address. We'll just forward it out to the right department and take care of the rest of that. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
So you're charging the card, what, $299?
Exactly. So it's $299. Yeah. There's no setup fee.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. 4741-6630-0263-6240.
And the expiration month and year?
0928.
09 of 2028, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
663.
So I've got 663 on the back. September or 09 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then the card itself was at 4741-6630-0263-6240.
Correct.
does that bill at the 712 Antioch Church Road, or is it a different address?
No, I have a P.O. box.
Okay. Is the zip code still the same?
No.
Okay, what is that zip code? I'll update that first.
It's 29604.
29604, not 05. And then the P.O. box itself?
Yeah, P.O. box 9244.
Okay. That's still Greenville?
It is.
Okay, so P.O. Box 9244, 9244, zip code 29604. On that card, is it your name, the business name, or both, any middle initial?
It's my name, John, J-O-H-N, A, DeSetta, and that's B like boy, I-S-S-E-T-T-A.
Okay, and you said the middle initial was A. Now, about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, our automated system will send you that welcome email. Like I said, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day. If they get that email either very late in the day or after hours, the email address will be on there as well. If you've got a pen handy, though, I could give you that information now.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Sure. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can, like I said, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. The email address is support@localsplash.com. Like I said, you can send anything and everything there. Our technician will, though, remind you that the email address for the photos department is simply photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos, at localsplash.com. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Jack. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Spray, foam, etc.
Now,
ETC, etc.
Is that kind of like all one word on the Yelp listing? There's no spaces. The S, F, and E are all capitalized, but it's all kind of scrunched together.
No, separate words.
Separate words. Okay. I'll fix that in our system. And like I said, we do what's called a NAPW audit, so we'll make sure that your business is listed that way. Three separate words, spray foam, et cetera, being abbreviated ETC. And then
good.
Please state your name and your official title within the business.
John A. Bissetta. I'm the owner, president.
Okay. And as the owner and president of Spray Foam, et cetera, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, texts, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Jack, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask, like I said, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. And, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. So, as I mentioned, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jack, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Mr. Bassetta, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to build out that website on the existing website domain, foam, etc., foametc.com. We will put that physical address, the office address, and of course we'll make sure that all of your business information is accurate. We do that audit in the beginning and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing the cost of the service, waiving your setup fee, with the website being included, of course, with it being month-to-month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 13th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. That $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the voice-activated searches like Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Jack, is included, again, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 13th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. There's no contract. It's offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too for any reason. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bassetta, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jack, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. What about your ability to cancel? You said it's a no contract month-to-month, so how does it work on your end?
So as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, we're not going to cancel your service. If you miss a payment, it falls into a 25-day grace period. During that time, we will attempt to contact you. Maybe you got a new card or something like that. We would attempt to contact you during that 25 days to see if we can update things. Your account stays active for those 25 days. If for some reason we're unable to reach you during those 25 days, it cancels non-responsive because at that point the missed payment was almost a month prior to that. But that would be the only reason that we're going to cancel. Obviously, we do expect you with all of your experience to do good work and to get good reviews. If you do get any bad reviews, I mean, let us know. I mean, we'll try to keep tabs on it too. We can always have Google's back-end team, investigate the validity or lack thereof of a review. If it's a fraudulent review, we flag it. We have Google's back-end team investigate it, hopefully remove it. We can always respond to reviews for you if you wanted us to, or of course, you can respond to those reviews on your own. But as long as you're a happy, satisfied, active client, you would stay active in our system. But like I said, you can stop at any time. We would request that you call us. I think years and years and years ago, maybe over a dozen years ago, someone sent us an email saying they wanted to cancel. We canceled. They call us a few days later and says, why am I not on the first page anymore? Oh, well, you canceled your service. Turns out it was his ex-wife who kind of got a hold of his email and canceled his service for us. So, ever since then, we're like, you can email us. That's fine. But we are still going to call you, and we will not cancel your account until we actually talk to you. And that's one of the things that I wanted to do here was to set up a little bit of extra protection here on your account, a simple question and answer. Excuse me.
What about reviews? I know a lot of, I went to the dentist and they wanted me to write a review because I'm really bad about that. How does that work? Do you guys facilitate asking for reviews?
Absolutely. So we can send you a thank you letter, a sample thank you letter. You can use it verbatim or use it for inspiration. It will have the link that goes to your Google listing, which is where those reviews are most beneficial for you. And it really is as easy as sending an email to your clients.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So, left up to me, I'd never, do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we're supposed to do it too. We're supposed to send out a link where our clients can leave a review. If you want to take a few moments, we've been in business for over 20 years. We do have over 1,000 Google reviews, but the more the merrier. I'll send you that link as long as I can remember. But we'll also, like I said, make it easy for you to both request reviews, respond to reviews, send it to your clients. And it's really as easy for them as it is to answer a quick email. They click on the link, it goes to your review tab. It literally takes seconds for them to choose how many stars they want to give you, maybe minutes if they want to write a few words. But at least that way it kind of will populate where you need it the most, which is right on your Google listing.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep, that sounds good.
Okay. So let me make sure that I get that that follow-up call set up and scheduled. And then I did want to add that security question here on your account. It is a simple question and answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Spray Foam, et cetera, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially important, a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone that is not a potential customer, if they're claiming to be Google, if they're claiming to be Local Splash, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then it would not be us, and don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, they would definitely not know that information because it wouldn't be us at all. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it bills only on the 13th and only for $2.99. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
City. And then what is the answer?
Syracuse.
Say that again?
Syracuse, New York.
Oh, Syracuse. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
And then I do have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then I do want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. So I can, if I get the notes in fast enough, perhaps still get you in at 12 o'clock. Later on today, there's also, not 12 o'clock, I'm sorry, 3 o'clock. Later on today, there's also a 4, 5 or a 6 o'clock? Yeah, okay. We've got at least one spot available. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer, but we schedule by the hour. Would you want that 3 o'clock if I could get that to happen, or 4, 5, or 6? Would any of those be a better time for
three,
you?
Yeah, 3 would probably be better, or, okay. You know, or 4 o'clock. I'm, you know, home working out of the house, so anyhow, okay. Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, all right. So I will see if we can do that 3 o'clock. That means I'm going to have to get the notes in pretty quick here, but it also means that our automated system will not have the hour that it needs to send you the reminder an hour prior. I'll send instead a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's really no problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. And then you should have received by now a couple of emails. It looks like you got your welcome email that has your login credentials. Once we do your client interview in the next day or so, you'll receive a reminder that your client dashboard is active. You'll get by text and email, again, your username and your password, although that is on the welcome email. If you try to log into your tracking system now, you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. The one email that I would want you to take a look at right now is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you open that up, it says something like, hello, John, thank you for choosing local / your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on it, it goes to the local / terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want me to sign it?
Yeah, so it's going to ask you to click a couple of boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and then in the longer boxes where you would type in or copy and paste an exact match. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. If you're typing it in, it's case sensitive. The J, A, and the B are capitalized. No period after the middle initial of A. Our system does not like punctuation there. But once you've got it as an exact match, John A. Becetta, click the confirm signature button. That's the orangish colored button. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways for that to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But once you click on it, it does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. Looks like you have successfully submitted that. It's asking you to log into your tracking system. Like I said, you don't have to do that right now. But your welcome email has your credentials. Your username is your phone number, area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change it. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username is 864-505-8592. Your default password you can change. It's the number 4 and the word Google, but lowercase. So 4, the number, and then G-O-O-G-L-E. You can certainly change that at any time. You can access that through your client.
That's the password?
That's your default password, yeah. Like I said, once your tracking system is actually live, you'll get confirmation of that. You can try it any time. You just might get an error message that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I'm just checking to make sure that they're able to do that follow-up call. It looks like they will, unless I get any reason that they won't. It is on their calendar as well, and we should be calling you back in about 10, maybe 15 minutes. If I am in between phone calls, I may not be, but our technician will call you, and they'll be able to answer any of your questions, walk you through getting everything all set up.
Okay. Do I need to sign in now, or?
No. Yeah, the automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. It just automatically goes to allowing you easy access to your client dashboard, which at this point it's not even active. So, yeah, you don't have to try it right now. You probably would get an error message being that we are still trying to set everything up.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about that.
No, you don't have to worry about that right now.
Okay.
All right, so you're all set and squared away on my end. I'll get the notes in real quick. Our technician should be giving you a call back in about 10 or 15 minutes.
All right, appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
No problem. No problem, Jack. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you in a little bit here.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.